just 6 months ago, when this war had already been going on for several months, out in the open, and now an open, not just proxy war, but really de facto war with Russia, there was hardly anybody publicly protesting or criticizing it or speaking out against it. But now across the board, from populist conservatives like Buchanan to populist leaders like Joe Rogan and, of course, Tucker Carlson and myself and many others, and, of course, the general public, we have gotten the snowball rolling bigger and bigger downhill. And so it shows that resistance to this type of tyranny is not futile, but we've got to stay vigilant and really push hard, because when the globalist deep state realizes that the public's turning against them, which is now happening, and actually getting off their butts and getting politically, culturally engaged, they are absolutely set to stage a false flag. It's Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up today, Owen Schroyer and Hotep Jesus will be co-hosting for the balance of the broadcast. But in the first 30 minutes, I'm going to cover some very, very positive news on multiple fronts, and also some very, very negative, serious news, so we can all identify the enemies of humanity and be aware of their activities and work together to stop them. And if we've shown one thing, it's that when humanity knows about a problem, we come together and we defeat it. Only by suppressing the truth can these true agents of evil continue to expand their control. All right, here's some of the good news, and we'll come back from break and lay it all out in more detail. The Democratic Party had a large coalition of 30-plus prominent Democrats in the House of Representatives come out yesterday to have a press conference and send a letter to the puppet Joe Biden, pointing out to him that in national polls, 80-plus percent of Americans bipartisanly are against the war in Ukraine, and even more against the escalating war. And in national polls, 99% of humanity is sane and does not want thermonuclear war. So 80 to 85% don't want war. 99% do not want nuclear war. Seems like pretty common sense to me. And so now finally, thanks to Democrat, liberal, classical type liberal supporters going out and protesting, not just the squad, but other members of the Democratic Party, and confronting Pelosi, confronting Biden and others on their warmongering, they are now having to back off of this. And the Democratic coalition that's now starting to go public and speak out, particularly this Democrat coalition in the House, is demanding that the funding for the war rapidly be cut off and that only humanitarian aid be given, and that the United States pressure NATO and Putin to come to the table with a peace deal. That is certainly a good idea on so many fronts, not just nuclear war, not just energy prices being out of control, not just a lot of the food out of Russia and Ukraine not getting shipped or not getting even grown or picked, and not to mention all the fertilizer problems with about a third of the world's fertilizer coming out of Russia, all of that compounding. There's also the issue of how this war could, again, be used as the pretext with a false flag to basically have a wider war as the smokescreen for an expansion of the Great Reset. There's obviously a lot of other big facets to this, but this just shows that just 6 months ago, when this war had already been going on for several months out in the open, and now an open, not just proxy war, but really de facto war with Russia, there was hardly anybody publicly protesting or criticizing it or speaking out against it. But now across the board, from populist conservatives like Buchanan to populist leaders like Joe Rogan and, of course, Tucker Carlson and myself and many others, and, of course, the general public, we have gotten the snowball rolling bigger and bigger downhill. And so it shows that resistance to this type of tyranny is not futile, but we've got to stay vigilant and really push hard, because when the globalist deep state realizes that the public's turning against them, which is now happening, and actually getting off their butts and getting politically, culturally engaged, they are absolutely set to stage a false flag. When Russia warns that NATO is getting ready to stage a dirty bomb false flag or other false flags, I believe them. The NATO coalition has been telegraphing this red line, warning Russia's going to do it. That way people believe it when they blame it on Russia. But Russia doesn't have a motive, as they would say in Latin, qui bono, or who benefits. So Russia is already basically losing this war, and bringing in NATO officially, or this, quote, multinational coalition that's already massed in and around Ukraine and Russia into the war, would hasten their defeat. When Russia's waiting for the winter to come to put pressure on Europe and European population to demand a peace deal. So Russia has no motive. The globalists have all the motives. And that's why we're at such a dangerous point right now, because the New World Order agenda is in a lot of trouble. And this is the time of false flags. Plus, the deep state Dems are about to lose the election big in the midterms. So keep your eyes peeled. We'll be right back. We're in the season of the false flag. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.